Hey, Mishmisha, I realize that your story is a huge burden. I really don't know how someone could love like this. It's so hard to understand. It's like, he's your life. You have invested 30 years in a man. And you have had so many chances to split up, to have a life of your own, to start over. But you always leaned back on your comfort zone, which is him. Okay, I will not judge you because I do not judge people. I just don't understand how this could happen. But I'm going to tell you something. Love is great. But when love becomes a sickness, when love ruins your life, when love ends your dreams, when love turns into a knife that is always stabbing you in the heart, then this is not love. This is some sort of, I don't even know what to call it. Self-flogging? Do you enjoy hurting yourself? People have different needs and they have different priorities. Obviously, your need to get married, to have kids, and to have a life of your own is not a strong need. You have another need that overpowered this need, which is the need to be with him, to please him, and to make him happy, and so on. Now, at the very end of your message, you complained that he's taking you for granted. But why wouldn't he? He knows you're not going anywhere. He knows that he took the past 30 years and he will take the next 30 years. Why would he put in effort? Why would he try to please you? Why would he try to make you happy? You're there. Where are you going? I mean, like, put yourself in his shoes. You have someone, and you know that this someone will never leave, no matter what. Why would he change? Why would he try to be nice? Why would he try to be even committed? Now, you're complaining, number one, that he is taking you for granted. And then you're blaming him. Now, let's focus on this one. You're saying, I have needs and I have dreams and I cannot fulfill any of them because I love him. Now, let's take a look at this. Yes, you do have needs and yes, you do have dreams, but they're not important to you. Why would they be important to him? That's a question for you to answer. You have needs and dreams that you just threw away for his sake. Now, why would he care about your needs and dreams when you don't care about them? And then you're saying that all of this is because you love him. So it's a choice. You chose to give up your needs and your dreams to be with him. So why are you complaining? And then you're saying he lives his life to the maximum and he has the wife and he has the mistress, girlfriend, call it whatever. Why would he complain? Why would he be unhappy? He has the wife and the kids and the stability on the one hand, and he has the love and the care and the attention and the ego boost on the other hand. Why would he complain? Why would he be unhappy? Why would he want to change anything in this scenario? Why would he try to leave you? You're peaceful, you're not causing any problems. Why would he try to leave his wife and kids? They're good people. Why would he leave them? So, I think if you are just sending me this message because you want to talk, I listened, ignore my reply, and that's it. I listened to the whole story. And I'm not judging you. And I really, honestly do not think that you are a bad person. You're human. And I fully understand that word, human. And human beings make mistakes. Human beings make wrong decisions. Human beings are weak. And you fell in love. And I'm not going to judge anything. Not a word that you wrote. I'm not even angry at you. I understand. So if your purpose was to have my empathy, you have it. But towards the end, this is why I decided to reply. Towards the end, you said, I do not know what I want. I wish I didn't contact him 2 years ago, but I did. And I cannot backspace those 2 years. And then you said that you are very polite and that you're religious and that you don't know, you know, this full relationship thing. And you're saying that you're tired and you want to vanish. You're tired and you want to vanish. No, that's not the solution. Vanishing is not the solution. You have to face it. You have to confront it. Now here's an exercise for you. Number one, on a piece of paper, I want you to write down the needs and the dreams that you said that you have. Here you go. You said, I have needs and I have dreams and I cannot fulfill any of them because I love him. Now I want you to write down on a piece of paper all of your needs and all of your dreams. I don't care if you can fulfill them or not. I just want you to write them down. Write down all your needs and your dreams. And then, on that same piece of paper, I want you to visualize the next 10 years of your life. I want you to paint me a picture in words. How do you see your life? In details, where you live, what you look like, who you're with, describe your house, describe your work and your career and your friends. I want a full picture of how do you see your life in 10 years. Details. And then, exercise number 3. I want you to compare between the life that you wish you had, dreams and needs, and the life you see yourself heading towards, the 10 years. And I want you to try to close that gap. How can you bring back your dreams and your needs into your future? Because if you do not change the present, the future will not change. If you do not change your actions now, why would the future be any different? When you were 20, you had a chance to be happy when you're 30. But you chose not to. Now you're 30, and you have a chance to be happy when you're 40. Now tell me your decision. Do you want to be happy and fulfilled when you're 40? Or do you still want to vanish when you're 40? It's not going to change on its own. Your future is like the echo of your actions in the present. You decide how you want your life to be. So that's why I'm telling you, if you just wanted to talk and to vent, I listened and I sympathize and trust me, I understand. But if you're tired and you want to vanish and you need help, I want you to do those 3 exercises. And let's start from here. And I'm looking forward to hearing again from you. And until then, take care of yourself.